Nigeria Info.
And we are still the nation's number one talk station, broadcasting live from Etimi and Crescent, Victoria Island, Lagos, Nigeria. Good morning to you, Lagos. How are you today? It's 8 minutes past the hour of 8 this morning. I'm Sheriff Quadri. So we want to talk about what has been going around lately about corporate Lagos trying to force their employees to get vaccinated or lose their job. I'm not even kidding. No, it's not a joke. I'm not kidding. Corporate Lagos wants to force their employees to get vaccinated or lose their jobs. And the employees aren't happy about it. So we got complaints. We got messages, emails. Employees scared of losing their job. Because according to many of them, their employers are saying, look, get vaccinated or lose your job. Here in Lagos. Here, right here in Lagos. Ask the employer, have you provided these vaccines for these employees of yours? Has the government provided enough vaccines for Nigerians? In case you have not heard, Q2 2020, that's about in June, we're expecting to get about a little over 50 million doses. It doesn't mean that 50 million people will be vaccinated. Let's be very clear of that. That's still in Q2. Long. We still will not be able to have enough people vaccinated. But then, that's jumping the gun. Let me tell you updates of COVID in Nigeria. Earlier this morning, the NCDC posted that 387 new cases were confirmed. Lagos has the highest share, 114, followed by Rivers, 91. The federal capital has 32 confirmed cases. Edo is fourth on the log with 31 confirmed cases. Delta, 28. Kwara, 20. Bayelsa, 18. And the rest, Kaduna has one. So from the NCDC, we have a total of about 199,538 confirmed cases from the NCDC. 188,427 people have been discharged. And sadly, unfortunately, we've lost about 2,619. In all, four states with zero cases report are Abia, Nasarawa, Ondo, and Sokoto. They reported zero cases in those states. And also from the NCDC, there's about 1,700 recoveries in Lagos, which is good, which is commendable. And they also reported a backlog of 9 deaths in Lagos. And just to keep you updated on COVID. But the main conversation this morning is, should an employer force employee to get vaccinated? It's happening in the US as well. In fact, it's happening there, where some states are forcing their people to get vaccinated, and some counties are saying, you can't force us, and the state is fining the counties. But here in Lagos, here, the corporate world in Lagos is saying, if you are not vaccinated, because, yeah, companies are doing, let's not shy away from it. If you're a business owner, tell me exactly what would make you do that. And please explain, you know, to me and to Lagos. No judgment at all. I just want to hear why you would threaten somebody's job, somebody's livelihood, because the person hasn't been vaccinated or has said that he or she would not be vaccinated. Maybe you have a point. I mean, let's take a look at it. If everybody is vaccinated at the workplace, everybody's safe. If some people are vaccinated at the workplace and the others are not vaccinated, the ones that are not vaccinated are not safe. And people breaking down could hurt business. Well, I don't know if that's part of your defense, but I'm just saying, I'm just trying to paint the two sides of the story here. So please talk to me, Corporate Lagos. If you're an employee, you are very free to remain anonymous. If you're an employee and you want to talk about your place of work, whether you've been forced or you are not being forced, I would love to hear from you. If you're an employer of labor, I would love to hear from you as well, your own side as well, whether you would do that, whether you are doing it and the reason why you want to do it or reason why you will never, you know, get to that point. 14 past the hour. Let's get to the telephone right now. We have two lines. One for female only line is 01465-7190. That is 01465-7190. The general line, of course, is 0700-993-993-993. We're streaming live on Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3. We're also live on YouTube, Nigeria Info 99.3 as well. If you're watching, please drop your comment there. Let me know what you think about the stories that we are dealing with. This particular conversation we're having this morning, please use our WhatsApp platform. The WhatsApp number is 0809 597 5805. That is 0809 597 5805. WhatsApp, please remember, you can be anonymous. You can. Let's speak to our first anonymous caller. Good morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Sorry, please, I choose to remain anonymous.
That's fine.
On the topic you just talk about, the vaccination or whatever. Like you always said, it is also good for us to play safe. Nobody will choose to sack anyone. But at times, you said that this COVID-19 is real. If they don't make simple instructions, just take it, it won't kill. Like Uncle Jimmy always said, I'd rather die in taking COVID-19 vaccine than staying and die with this vaccine. So why can't someone just go and take this thing? I've taken mine. It doesn't kill. And other of my colleagues have also taken, it doesn't kill. So why are these set of people choose to be stubborn and now come to air and say they want to serve them? It doesn't work anyway.
Okay.
It doesn't work, because at times I just consider it's annoying.
Mm.
And this thing, we know, me and you know, and the world know that this COVID-19 is real.
But do you think employers should force people, though?
About this thing, and someone said they want to serve. So let them start it. They want to start it. Let them go and start this as if they want to start this as if.
Okay.
Maybe they have other jobs. So I see no reason for someone to come to air and start making complaints when it is not necessary. Very good morning, please.
Morning to you too, Anonymous. Michael is a first-time caller. He's calling in from Ilupeju. Michael, morning to you.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay. Thank you for bringing this topic into the air.
Yes, please.
I've been vaccinated.
Okay.
And I saw some of the communication from some firms yesterday mandating all their staff to be vaccinated or they close their jobs. You see, vaccination to me is an individual thing. And people are still not convinced about the integrity of the vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
So you are entitled to how your health is treated, and no one should force anybody to take what he or she does not believe in. So, for the job owners, the employers, they should take it easy.
Okay.
The only thing you can do is to make sure that people are well-guided. Use your face mask.
Mm.
Don't get others into trouble if your own health status is not assured.
Right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you for calling me. Anonymous caller is also on the line this morning. Anonymous, morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes. Concerning this vaccine thing.
Okay.
I'm an employee. But I would like to talk on behalf of the employer.
Okay.
I try to just reason from their angle.
Mm.
I think this vaccination thing shouldn't be a big deal.
Okay.
Because whether we want to believe it or not, I work in a health sector.
Okay.
And it is real. I have seen people die from COVID.
Mm-hmm.
This is no longer the time when you say COVID is not real or government is...
We have moved past that one.
So now, why do you want to gamble with your life? Now, you're not just gambling with your life. You're going to be gambling with other people. I remember one time we had a COVID scare in my office, and everybody started saying, I have a 4-year-old at home. I have a 2-year-old at home. I don't want to carry COVID from work to the house. Do you get that
kind of
scenario?
That's right.
Now, the point is, if I am employing you, I probably would have spent money training you on the job. You probably would have won vacations or other benefits from the job.
That's right.
If you are going to put the life of those who have been vaccinated at risk, you have two options. You either go off the job or you get the vaccine. Because the truth is, if anything happens to you in the course of the job as a result of not being vaccinated, I have to spare on training somebody else,
which
is not going to be beneficial to my company.
Yeah, it will affect productivity, definitely.
So at this point, it's like somebody forcing you to actually do what is best for you, which doesn't really make any sense. Just get vaccinated. In fact, a lot of people, I even had read a story about a woman who said she was pregnant, but she didn't want to take any risk. She still went ahead to get vaccinated. And a lot of pregnant women are getting scared. Ah, I don't know the reaction and all of that. But it's so far so good. We've not heard of any news.
That's right.
Of anyone that died from vaccination. But we keep hearing of people that died from COVID. So which is safer? Thank you and have a lovely morning.
Thank you to Anonymous. Chika is joining us here in Lagos. Chika, hi. Morning to you.
Good morning. Thank you very much.
Good morning.
I'm an employee.
Okay.
And thankfully, my organization is not insistent, but I have quite a number of friends, especially in the bank, who have been written categorically that if they are not vaccinated, in fact, once they stay at home and we pay you half salary.
Oh.
And some are being given soft threats. I mean, some of them are in writing. And I'm a bit concerned. You know, these are the little things that make people find, I wonder, is this really vaccination? If it's vaccination, it should not be forced. It should not be forced. These moves are what makes it suspicious, whether you like it or not. It is new. Everything is all new. We're hearing news of blood clot. We're hearing news of suspicion about the origin of the vaccine. You know, a lot of theories are being thrown around that it looks like it was introduced for a certain reason, you know, for some selfish reason. They may not be true, but people have a right not to be comfortable with it. So I don't think it's fair to say that people should lose their jobs because they don't want to be vaccinated. I mean, there are many organizations that some people work online. You can tell them to work from home, you know, but they all to ensure that they follow the guidelines. And it's also a bit, for me, concerning when they say you can still get COVID after vaccination. You can still transmit it after vaccination.
That's right.
It's not, you know, these are all the things that are being touted. The only thing that won't affect you as much as somebody that is not vaccinated.
That's right.
So, and this, so why should it be forced? Why should it be forced? If I can still get it after being vaccinated, I'd rather protect myself, work on my hygiene, and watch, because it is new. Human beings are being used as an experiment. It is new. I'm very shocked that Nigerians will carry it on their head. It's very unfortunate, you know. Many banks are doing it.
Okay.
Many banks. And some are written to the employees. That's even why people are more suspicious. If this is really real, why will you force people? That forcing is making people believe that there's something about it that is beyond the health. Because, I mean, people are dying for many other things. And this is something that has 98% survival. You see, the flu kills more than COVID. Cholera kills more. Malaria kills more than. What is this all about? There's something suspicious about it. So anybody that says I don't want to be vaccinated, I want to watch and see how it plays out for the next 3 years. Nobody should incarcerate them.
All right then.
Thank you,
Chika. Thank you for talking to me. Appreciate it. Ibrahim is a first-time caller. He's calling in from Agodo. Ibrahim, good morning to you.
Good morning, sir.
It's good to have you here.
Thank you. Concerning this vaccination, my brother called it.
That's right.
I've took my own, the first dose.
Okay.
And I'm expected to take the second dose on the 29th.
Nice.
And nobody forced me. Please, let's get the world vaccinated and stop crying over this bad economy all over the world. The economy we are crying about here, it doesn't affect us, only us in Nigeria here. COVID done a lot into the crisis of the...
Oh, we lost Ibrahim's call. Ibrahim, thank you for reaching out, though. Appreciate it. I really do. I'm going to go to Facebook. Let's take some thought on Facebook while we patch through the next call this morning. Godwin says, Godwin, you are watching from Inewi South. Good morning to you, Godwin. Thank you for joining us online. Let's see who is here. Shobayo says, those one already vaccinated are the ones advertising the vaccination because of the seed already in them. What do you mean by that? I'm going to speak to an anonymous caller for like 2 minutes. Anonymous, morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Yes, so this vaccination issue.
Right.
I understand this part of the employer. They don't want to disrupt operations. They cannot afford another lockdown. They want to be and they want their employees to be vaccinated. But then, where does the right of the employee start? That's my question.
Right.
Because you know, I've seen a situation where someone who got both doses of the vaccine still died from COVID. And I have unvaccinated people who have also never gotten COVID just by wearing their face mask and sanitizing their hands. So my question is, why do we need to force employees with the threat of their jobs before, just because you want them to be vaccinated and your operations continue? Are you also going to stop unvaccinated customers from entering the banking hall?
Oh, yeah. That's another
because
question.
Because despite the vaccination, they can still get COVID.
Yes, they can.
So are you also going to, because the trend with this particular institution is always hurting the staff. So are you going to, and I've worked there. That's why I wanted to remain anonymous.
Okay.
So are you going to stop the unvaccinated customers from accessing
the banking hall? Yeah. It's a good question, Anonymous.
Because you need to also protect the staff.
I agree.
Whether they are vaccinated or not.
I totally agree. But I need to take a break right now.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for calling me. Appreciate it. Say hello to the baby for me. We're going to go to break. When we return from the break, we'll take more of your calls. So I can see your comments dropping on YouTube and on Facebook, I think, as well as the WhatsApp comments coming through. Stay with us here on The Morning Crossfire, Nigeria Info 99.3.
This is Morning Crossfire on 99.3, Nigeria Info.
Welcome back to Crossfire on 99.3. We're broadcasting live from Etemi and Crescent, Victoria Island, Lagos, Nigeria. I'm Sheriff Quadri. Our lines are open to you. Let's talk about forced vaccination of employees by Corporate Lagos. That is our conversation this morning. You're free to join. WhatsApp portal is very open. I'm going to start with WhatsApp this morning, this half. Let's start with WhatsApp and take some WhatsApp messages that are coming. Please send in your WhatsApp messages to 0809-597-5805. If you're watching online, you can drop your messages as well on YouTube and on Facebook. Nigeria Info 99.3. Search for that and you'll be able to see me live. And let me know what you think about your thought this morning. Let's take this one that says, his name is Kenneth from Shasha. And it says, your first caller critical of those that refuse to take vaccine. She said it doesn't happen anywhere and is incorrect. Even the highest paid people on earth, which are the sports people, are not forced to take vaccines. Those companies do they pay their salaries more than Chelsea, Arsenal, Man U? Their players are not forced to take vaccines. Kenneth from Shasha is putting that argument forward. Kenneth, thank you for your thought. I don't see Patrick is here and he says there are 88,000 free COVID vaccination centers in America and higher number of free test centers. Patrick, thank you for your thought this morning. And Shams from Bagara says threatening to sack a staff for not vaccinating is not welcome. That's about giving incentives to staffs to encourage. What about giving incentives to staff to encourage vaccination? Shams is bringing an alternative right there. Let's take two more messages on WhatsApp, then we go to Facebook. Okay, let's see who we've got here. Kafo, thank you for your nice message. Appreciate it. Sheriff, as an employer, who is responsible for medical of my staff, I will sack any staff that refuses to take vaccine. The reasons are as follows. One, listen to this. This is an employer who sent in a message. One, I will pay more medicals when he or she contracts COVID and admitted in hospital. It costs in excess of 2 million naira for admission into private hospital for COVID. Nah, 2 million is very mild. It's about 5 million. I'm adding this one, it's about 5 million. Two, he or she makes workplace unsafe. We shut down the office for 1 month because one of them contracted it and it was serious. In essence, productivity was seriously affected. All our staff are fully vaccinated. Even if anyone contracts COVID, the impact will be mild. Thanks. All right. Thank you so much. I mean, it's always good to hear, you know, from people who are the players, those affected, you know, it's always good to hear their side of the story. Very, very important that we got that message from you. This person says, I want to state categorically that I know COVID is real. Having said that, I also think vaccination should be voluntary, not compulsory. These overzealous employers have goofed and them should be called to order. The affected employees should hit the court, in my candid opinion. Thank you for your message. Appreciate it. Let's go to Facebook. We'll take a few messages from Facebook and then we go back to the telephone. Okay. I'm trying to sieve through the ones that would hit the nail on their head. Well, while we wait for that, let's jump on the call and we'll come back to Facebook. Hello, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Yes, please.
Hey.
Good morning to you.
Good morning, sir.
Yes, please. You're live on the radio. Who am I speaking with?
My name is Austin. Sherry.
Yes, please.
Good morning.
Welcome.
My name is Austin, like I said. Sheriff, I want to say, like, okay, those people that have refused, someone like me, have not collected the vaccine and have vowed not to collect the vaccine.
Okay.
Why are people not concerned about the reason why we have refused to collect the vaccine? Now, for instance, I, for one, I'm a Christian. And I have passed that stage that COVID is not real. COVID is real. I know COVID is real. But I take this COVID thing as a pre trial, like, you know, there is this when a big event is coming, like,
are you an employer of labor or you're an employee?
I'm not an employee.
You who? Oh no, oh no, oh no, I'm sorry, bad connection. Austin, bad connection, I couldn't hear you anymore. Olaluwa is here, he's a first time caller. Olaluwa, morning to you.
Good morning, Sheriff. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I hear you are a lawyer.
Yes, I'm a lawyer.
Fantastic.
In fact, I'm a labor and employment lawyer.
Fantastic. Fantastic.
Great. Now, my view on this issue is that it is wrong to force employees to be vaccinated. Vaccination is a personal decision, okay, and everyone has a constitutionally guaranteed right to hold any kind of belief. Now, where most of the issues, most of the propaganda going around about the vaccine are false, fine. But people still have the right to hold those beliefs. If you look at it from another perspective,
yeah,
all the reasons people are putting forward as being for why they are forcing employees to go get vaccinated,
mm-hmm,
they are actually not correct.
Oh, okay.
Vaccination is not what prevents the spread of the virus. So you can't say because you want to protect other employees. What actually protect other employees are the COVID-19 protocol. People use their mask. People observe social distancing.
Mm-hmm.
Because the truth is that scientists have said that you can be vaccinated and still, okay, carry the virus, and you are still even able to spread it. It's also not correct that it will cost you more as an employer.
Okay.
If people are down with COVID, because what employers do is that they take out HMO. It's either the HMO covers that treatment or it does not. You are not paying more. You are paying the normal premium you are paying, which you would have agreed with the employee. So, in my view, it is quite wrong. So, instead of, say, forcing people, why can't you put in some diplomatic moves?
Okay.
Okay, say, if you get vaccinated, you win this, you win movie tickets, yeah, you win dinner.
Incentivize it.
Thank you for that word. Incentivize it. People will go for it. People will not feel forced. Encourage people in my workplace. What my employers are doing is that they are encouraging us.
Okay.
Nobody, well, it's a law firm anyway. I believe that my partners know that they are not going to force people. Yeah. So, I mean, that's my view about
right.
it. Thank you, Sherry.
Thank you so much for chiming in on this one. Uruwashala is here from Bariga. Uruwashala, morning to you.
Thank you. Good morning.
Oh, Grandma, welcome. Welcome.
Thank you so
yes,
much.
Ma'am.
Yeah. I think those people that want to force the vaccine on their workers, they are taking it too far. It's like they want to take their fundamental rights away from them. This vaccine we are talking, I had it initially that if anything happened to anybody after vaccine, nobody is going to responsible.
Nobody, yes.
Are they going to sign for them that if anything happened to them, they are going to be responsible. They have to make that one if they want to force people.
You mean the employer now?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
They must sign for them. You know, if anything happened to anybody afterward, I'm sure this is what the doctor will introduce. Have you checked fasting before?
Mm-hmm.
If they say yes, if any sickness come up, the doctor will not be responsible.
Mm-hmm.
I think we need to think deeply in that regard.
Right.
You know how this coronavirus COVID vaccine come from? And there are still a lot of arguments from China, from WHO, from America, from all over the world. But they don't, those people behind this vaccine, coronavirus, don't want to listen to people.
Mm.
And I think that is wrong. That is wrong. We need to wake up. The world cannot live in defeat.
Mm.
Thanks so much.
Thank you, Grandma Oluwaseola, for calling. Appreciate it. Uju, I don't know why your call is still hanging here and is blinking blue. I think they should release your call. Aha, yeah, they've released your call. Now I can speak to you. Uju, hi, morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
How are you today?
I'm fine, thank you.
Oh, no. No, don't do that. Uju has been waiting on the line for some time now. Uju, I can't hear you anymore. Uju, can you hear me? Oh, I can't hear Uju anymore. Would you do try and call me back? Okay, she's a first-time caller. I'm going to go to Facebook. Let's take some thoughts while we wait for our next call. An anonymous texter on Facebook says, I was vaccinated yesterday. Not that I truly want to take it, but I don't have a choice because of the fear of losing my job. 90% of my colleagues took it just to save their job. Vaccination is now must over here, oh, Sheriff. But they provide a comfortable transportation for the staff and vaccination center. Vaccination, my family go chop, make them increase my salary and give me other benefits. And he hissed or she hissed, whoever the person is. Thank you for sending in your thought. He's being forced or she's being forced to be vaccinated as well. Alex is in the Kedja. Alex, hi. Morning to you.
Hi, Sheriff. How are you doing?
Doing okay. How are you?
Great, thanks. I've been listening, you see. I thought the lawyer would hit the nail on the head on something, because I think he would have been in the best position to understand one thing. That technically nobody's forcing anybody, because you still retain the choice to stay employed in that particular place or not. You know, whoever is getting a letter that says, you have to get vaccinated and stuff. I challenge someone to bring a letter that says, you, Mr. Sheriff, you, Mrs. Davingby, you must take, you know what I mean?
You must get vaccinated.
Semantics. Yeah, you may say it's semantics, but technically, I mean, that's why I said the lawyer should have been in the best position to explain this. Now, technically, nobody is actually forcing you.
You think so?
It's a case of if you want to retain your employment, you know, get the vaccine. If you don't, you can leave.
That's forcing people to leave.
No, it's not. It's not the same thing. That a lawyer would have been in the best position to explain. It's not the same thing. And that's why sometimes the layman tends to, you know, misunderstand things that, you know, the lawyer...
No, Alex, I think this is quite clear enough. I don't think you're right on this one.
My personal understanding is... Here is a position I'm prescribing.
Okay.
If you're not comfortable with it, you can leave. That's not forcing.
I get your point. It's just like saying that... Thank you for calling me, Alex. Thank you. It's just like saying that, look, this is the office you're going to see now. If you don't want this chair the way it is, resign. Like, this chair is wobbling and everything. So you don't want to resign. Yes, it's like you have to buy your own pen to write. If you can't buy a pen, resign. You don't have to think. That's the same thing as what I'm concerned. If you're saying that, get vaccinated or leave, you are invariably forcing the person to leave. I think it's very clear. Uju is back on the line. Uju, thank you for calling back.
Hi, good morning again, Sheriff.
Good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was saying, I'm a doctor and I manage a hospital. And I don't believe in forcing people to take the vaccine or giving subtle threats, like, you know, cutting their pay and everything.
Yeah.
But I mean, with my team, I had to, you know, encourage them to take the vaccine, considering that we all work in a healthcare facility
exactly.
where we are more at risk.
Exactly.
And I don't know anybody who didn't get the vaccine in the first phase of vaccination.
Hmm.
So I think it's so much more about encouraging and any possible incentivizing than forcing people and giving sort of treat.
Right.
I believe everybody, I'm an advocate for vaccination. I believe everybody should get vaccination, especially because I worked in the isolation center in the first wave and second wave. So
right.
I've seen COVID, I've been there, I've done it. So I believe everybody should get vaccinated.
Ah, there she goes again. Thank you, Uju, for calling me. I believe you made the point. I said that as though she was doing it intentionally, right? That was the network, Uju. Thank you for calling me. Oladakwa is here. Oladakwa, morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, Sheriff.
Good morning to you.
This is Pastor Oladipo calling from Orilegum.
You're welcome.
Though I have been vaccinated, and I know my second dose is on the 29th of this month.
Okay.
But I am of this opinion that you don't have to coerce people or force them to take this vaccine.
Hmm.
I know a company around my area here, what they do is to incentivize the vaccine.
Okay.
Once you take the first dose,
mm-hmm.
you show them your card, they encourage you to take the second one, and they are giving them 20,000 naira.
Oh.
So all the staff.
Brilliant.
Yes, all the staff. They are even struggling to go and get it. If there's even anything like third, fourth, they want to
they
go and get it.
They will continue to get.
You see, you need to encourage people, especially when this thing is like, people are saying, is this, is that. If I had known some of the effects, side effect before I took it, I would have prepared myself. When you encourage people that this and that and this, and you make people to have that understanding,
right,
that see, they are going to take it. You don't have to threaten them with, it's either you take it or you lose your job. Thank you, and God bless Nigeria.
Thank you to you for calling. I'm going to speak with Chioma, who is a first-time caller. After Chioma, we will go to YouTube and Facebook. Chioma, morning to you.
Hello, good morning, Sherry.
Good morning.
Yes, so I have my opinion on this. I'm a worker, and I work somewhere on the island. And the truth is that the employers, they've been benevolent enough to let people, you know, work from home,
right,
make changes to secure the health of
that's
the
right.
employees.
That's right.
So now with the coming of the vaccine, they are now about to open up their offices. And what my organization has decided to do is that encourage us to get the vaccine. Encourage.
Mm.
Because we are about to start getting back to work,
that's
you know,
right.
to the office premises every day.
Mm.
But then for those that have chosen not to get the vaccine, they still have to show up to work. I mean, you cannot stay at home if other people that have gotten vaccinated are coming to work.
That's right.
So what they have decided to do is that every 2 weeks, they will do a COVID test to confirm, okay, that your test is negative, and
okay.
then you come to work.
Okay.
So that test will be done at the cost that the employee bears that cost every 2 weeks.
Oh.
So that we will be sure that the office environment is safe for everyone.
Hmm.
So that is what the organization has decided to do. And I think that is fair, considering that, I mean, if you don't take the vaccine, you're not going to stay at home and get paid. You still have to come to work.
That's right.
So why not run the test every 2 weeks so that we are sure that you're safe enough to come
and,
to work?
And we don't want you to lose your job. Just do the
exactly,
test.
Exactly, and you don't want to. So run the test every 2 weeks at your own cost.
Mm.
And that's fair.
All right, Gemma. Thank you for calling.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it. I really do. We're going to go to YouTube right now. We're going to go to YouTube, and then we'll come to Facebook. WhatsApp is also waiting for us somewhere. Somewhere now. It's dated somewhere. They wait. Additional John says, what is the scare if vaccination is the way? If truly vaccine is working, why are the vaccinated afraid? Temi Dayo Bayeshola on YouTube says, government needs to be forward thinking as best as possible. You can't get over the skepticism of these vaccines. Forcing people to take the vaccine would only lead to more spitefulness. Chris Uba says, the question isn't that COVID is real. Rather, does the vaccine prevent or protect? I think we need to do a better unbiased study on this whole pandemic of a thing. That's Chris Uba who shared his thought there. Mojisola Sanusi said, Mojisola sent quite a number of messages. I will take a few of hers. Says, you're truly doing a good job. Thank you so much, Mojisola. Let me skip to the next one that says, not vaccinated should stay at home. vaccinated can come to work. It doesn't mean vaccinated won't get other strains of COVID, but then their risk of dying is reduced. If non-vaccinated get COVID, the company shouldn't cover their medical bills. For non-vaccinated, Moji Shotton used some abbreviations that's making this quite a bit awkward. For non-vaccinated, it is their right to refuse to be vaccinated, and that is sacrosanct. They cannot also be blatantly discriminated against by sacking them, but they can't put others at risk. Rights are as valid as when they do not take away someone else's rights. As for the concern about customers, as long as social distancing, face masks, and hand sanitizing are followed, Moji, thank you for your thought. Appreciate it. It's quite a long message here. I really do appreciate your interest in the conversation. I'm going to go to Facebook. Let's take one or two messages from Facebook this morning. Lawrence on Facebook says, the question we should be asking is, does Nigerian constitution allow or permit an employer to compel an employee to be vaccinated? The only way an employer can compel an employee to be vaccinated to me is if the clients that they are dealing with would as well be compelled to provide a vaccination certificate, because they as well would be exposing their employees to dangers. Okay. Lawrence, thank you for your thought. Ayoshola Johnson says, is vaccination by force according to employment law? Nigeria is a joke. Thank you, Ayoshola, for your message. Let's take one more, just one more, and then we'll go back to the telephone. Abimbola Fashara says, vaccines should not be forced on anyone. It should be individual decision. If there is no secret behind it, that's what you're trying to say. Abimbola Fashara, thank you for your message. While we are getting ready to bring on our next call, I'm going to take this one here that says, Sherry, the vaccination must be enforced by government and corporate organization. As I'm speaking, my services has been engaged by some multinational companies to facilitate vaccination, also running PCR testing for their staff on regular basis. I don't understand what you're trying to say. But you're saying that this is to ensure we read off our society of menace. Okay, I'm going to just stop there. I've tried. Lukman, thank you for the thought. David is joining us right now from Lekki. Hi, David. Morning to you.
Good morning, Sherif.
Morning to you.
Tayo, T-A-Y-O.
Okay, go on, Tayo.
Okay. See, you want to force people out of their job because of COVID-19, sir. And just like everybody, good people have said, you have to give them incentive. Find something flexible for people to go and do this. Now, if you force people out of their job now, how do you think your shop is safe, your company is safe? When they come back to loot tomorrow, you will now be blaming a hoodlum. You can't use this as a criteria to release people. Oh, come on. There's no job anywhere. People are working. Just find a way to make it flexible for people to do it. Those of us who are complaining about this COVID does not mean that we have not taken our own job. But when you don't come on radio and make noise, you will see people coming on radio and be talking and see you want to... come on. Sherif.
Sir.
Good morning.
Morning to you, sir. I have to go now, Lagos. See, the conversation about corporate Lagos trying to force their employees to get vaccinated or lose their job, this conversation will go on for some time, because we're hearing that companies after companies are doing this now. And we want to hear from everybody. I'm sorry, Anonymous, who is on the line. I can't take this call. I'm really sorry because we're out of time. But thank you all, Lagos, for joining this conversation. Let's keep it going. I'm on social media, Sherif Quadri, across all social media platforms. Just search for Sherif Quadri, you see me there. But I'll be on radio tomorrow at 5 for another day's Morning Crossfire. Until then, have yourself a fantastic day ahead. Jimmy Lisu is next. Morning to you.
This is an infomercial. 99.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio.
Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.